Manuscript Releases, Volume 12, Mr. Number 935. Additional information for Prescott biography, audio. The matter of the ordination of W. Prescott. I was visited by Brother Prescott. His brethren wish him to be ordained, but he is undecided what is best to do in this matter. I could only say I could see nothing to hinder this move being made if he in his judgment considered it best. His duties as principal of the college were important and large, and his responsibilities many. If he could serve the cause of God any better in receiving ordination and credentials, it would be best. But it must fall back upon himself to decide the matter according to circumstances and the dictates of his own conscience. He had several things to bring before me. One was the case of our brethren's and sisters' disrespectful irreverence manifest in the tabernacle, where we go to worship God, talking and leaving the meeting before it is closed, and their children behaving disrespectfully in the church. Ellen White did not wish to go to Battle Creek. I do not propose to go to Battle Creek. The memory of the terrible siege I had there for 2 years, with so few to help me, remains with me as a warning. I prefer to remain in this far-off country. A talk with Brother and Sister Prescott in the afternoon. Brother and Sister Prescott came up. We had a long talk. I read important matters to them. Our conversation was profitable. We could see some matters in a clearer light. The problem of studies in our school was canvassed. I had matter written some time ago, but could not find it till books were unpacked. Ellen White unclear as to whether she should go to Australia. There is much talk in regard to our journey to Australia, but I cannot see my way clearly to go. Brethren say that Sister White will have no such burdens to bear as she has here in America, that she can write her books so much more readily without carrying so many responsibilities, but I know it is no use to tell them that all their flattering anticipations in my behalf do not lessen my ideas that going to Australia means work, responsibility to bear a message to the people who are not what the Lord would have them to be. If it were not thus, I would feel authorized to remain in America. As it is, I dare not mention the state of things in the office presented to me, for I am then sure they would firmly conclude I must go.